CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're with Melanie Cutting at the Movies with Mel, so she's going to talk to us and tell us what's new in the movies. So welcome, Melanie.
Oh, welcome. I wish I could say it's nice to be back, but honestly, a week in Costa Rica was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back was not that wonderful.
I can imagine.
Given the weather, but it's home, so. Two things to talk about today. One is local movies playing at our popular hotspot, La Maison du Cinéma. We have, as you probably all know, we have two movie theaters in town, but the only one that actually plays English movies with great regularity is La Maison du Cinéma. And as usual, they have several. And as usual, I will give my little my warning, which is if you see a movie or you hear of a movie that captures your interest and it's in English, don't wait. Go see it as soon as you can, because often what happens with the movies at the Maison du Cinéma is they stop showing an English version, which means there's only the French version that remains. And sometimes they just change the times. So you may still have an English version available, but suddenly it's at a very inconvenient time, which for me would be anything after 9 o'clock at night, for example. So don't assume that because you see a movie is playing that it's something that will be there for weeks on end. Occasionally it is, but often not. Probably a good example of this is the... There's a movie called, well, there's two movies actually, The Shape of Water, and another one called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And both of these movies are now up for big awards. And they had both been at the Maison du Cinéma in English and French. And they have recently returned, but in French. So if you missed your chance to see them a few weeks ago when they played, you can still go, I guess, if you are okay with movies in French. And typically this means movies that are dubbed in French. Personally, I don't like movies that are dubbed in any language. But so if you can get through the movies in French, then those would be two that I would recommend. And it's unfortunate, as I say, that you didn't come out earlier when they were playing in English. To talk a little further about, well, I'll get to the awards later. We are now in award season.
Okay.
But I'll quickly go through the movies that are playing locally in English. Sorry, I have my computer here. Okay, so we have the first one, which I must admit I have not yet seen, but a friend saw it, two friends actually, and they said it was wonderful. And it's called Call Me By Your Name. And at least one of the actors in this coming-of-age story has been nominated for an Academy Award, actually a Best Actor Academy Award, which is very surprising because this is someone, a young man who appears to be probably still a teenager, named Timothée Chalamet. For all I know, it could be his first movie, but he's been nominated for an Academy Award, and apparently both he and the older actor, who is a known quantity named Armie Hammer, are excellent as a young man and a slightly older man who meet and strike up a relationship. So my initial thought was, I'm not so sure I want to see this, but it's getting terrific reviews, and more importantly, it's gotten good reviews from my friends whose opinions I trust. So if you would like to see a movie that includes at least one possible award winner, definitely Call Me By Your Name is a good bet. The let's see, what else is new? We have one called Forever My Girl, which looks kind of like a romantic, not a romantic comedy, but just a movie of young people, young men and young women, and their relationship. And quite honestly, I don't know very much about it because it didn't interest me, and I said, I don't think I'm going to see that. So, but if that kind of thing, it sounds a little bit like a soap opera type of movie. If you like Nicholas Sparks movies, for example, apparently this is one that you would like. Another one that is still there in English, and I still haven't seen it, but I still say I'm going to see it, is Jumanji, which is an action-adventure, somewhat kid movie, but definitely one that I would still like to see. Another movie that's in both French and English is getting very good reviews, and it's the second, the Paddington Bear second movie. I didn't see the first one, but heard good things. Haven't seen the second one, have heard equally good things. So if you have a kid with you and you'd like to see a good movie yourself, then this is one that you should, again, check out before they change the times and suddenly it's not available in English, or it's not available at a particularly good time. And finally, we have, well, not finally, but there are three more English movies. So this is why we have to thank Maison de Cinema.
We do.
Thank you for having all these English movies. One that I did see the other evening, in fact, is called Phantom Thread, or The Phantom Thread. And Maureen happened to be sitting in the theater.
Yeah, there she was.
Nice. And at the end of the movie, we kind of wandered off and were both a little puzzled by the movie. So I said, this is one that I'm a little puzzled by, but it has wonderful performances, and I'm just going to have to look it up on the internet and see what people are saying. And people were saying many, many good things about the movie. Daniel Day-Lewis is the star, and his co-star is a young woman who is from a tiny little country in Europe. It'll come to me in a second. No one, I think, has ever seen before. And she was good, too. She was the... She was the young woman that an older man, played by Daniel Day-Lewis, who's a British couturier, we're looking in the 1950s, give or take, I think it's the early 50s. And he's kind of a quirky guy, to say the least. And he starts to spend time with this woman who he met because she was a waitress in a breakfast restaurant he went to. And they become very close. Ultimately, she moves in with him, but he's still very quirky. And it's clear that he's made has a kind of a pattern of establishing relationships with women, typically based on how they look, mostly. Mm-hmm. She's very pretty, and she happens to be exactly the right size for many of his extravagant creations. Of course, it moves on from there, but it moves on somewhat slowly. So if you're looking for a very fine adult movie, and apparently it's Daniel Day-Lewis's last film, he's just declared that after this he's not so interested in movies anymore, then this is definitely one to catch. But don't go expecting to be captivated with action and suspense. It's a very leisurely kind of pace to it. I don't know if Maureen agrees with this, but what I really enjoyed, besides the Daniel Day-Lewis performance, was the kind of the whole ambiance of the picture. It was directed by somebody named Paul Thomas Anderson, who's very good, and he does these kind of studied, slow but interesting films. And if you come out of it and, like myself and I think Maureen, say I'm not sure about this movie, then go to the internet and read about it, and you'll see the many kind of small things to look for in the film. She's from Luxembourg, by the way. Sorry,
okay.
that country took a little while. It's never hear of anybody coming from Luxembourg, but anyway, that's where she's from. So that would be, I guess that would be my kind of pick of the week in terms of movies that I have actually seen.
Mm-hmm.
Another movie which I keep threatening to go see and then it doesn't happen is called The Greatest Showman. That, apparently, it doesn't say that it's leaving, so it's possible that it is indeed still staying on at the Maison in English. I think the one showtime that I saw was somewhere around 5 o'clock. And I'm sure it's entertaining. It's about P.T. Barnum, who is played by Hugh Jackman, who, besides being an action hero, is kind of a song and dance man. So I think it would be worthwhile seeing. I will eventually see it. It isn't up for any awards, but often the crowd-pleasing movies are not the ones that get nominated for awards. It's the somewhat obscure
mm-hmm.
Shape of Water type films
okay.
that get
mm-hmm.
get the award nods. But that's not entirely the case this year. I'll talk about that in a moment. And this is, finally, is that the movie that is playing and has only been there for a fairly short period of time is called The Post, with Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks playing the people who, well, she owns the Washington Post, and he's the editor, but it has to do with the era just prior to Watergate. And some of you may remember that Watergate, that the Post was the newspaper that broke the whole Watergate story wide open. So it's gotten very good reviews. Meryl Streep can do no wrong. Essentially the same.
Okay.
Same with Tom Hanks. She, Meryl Streep, in fact, has been nominated as the best actress. What are they calling? But yeah, best actress for this movie. And again, you know, whatever she does is worth doing. It is worth going to see. Haven't done that yet. We went the other day and had the wrong time, so we ended up seeing a different movie. But we'll get to see The Post before it leaves. So that's the local movie news. And just to mention, in terms of the awards, you probably already know this, but the Academy Award nominees were just announced within the past couple of days. And in today's, for those of you who read the Gazette, in today's Montreal Gazette, there is actually a complete listing of the nominees, including Best Picture, of which there are now 10. Once upon a time, there were only 5. There are 10 Best Pictures, Best Actor, Best Actress, Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress, and Director, and so on. And of the various nominees, The Phantom Thread that we just mentioned is up for Best Picture, as is Call Me By Your Name, which is one that I also mentioned a little while ago. The Darkest Hour, the film about Winston Churchill's situation in the time of Dunkirk, and Dunkirk, the movie. Lady Bird, which hasn't opened here yet, but it will. Phantom Thread, as I mentioned, The Post, this Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks film. The Shape of Water, which, again, if you want to see it in French, is now playing in French at the Maison. And Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which I saw in English, and I think I talked about it on a previous show.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. It's terrific. The surprise in amongst these 10 nominees is a movie called Get Out, which is a comedy thriller by Jordan Peele, who's part of a comedy duo, Key and Peele. And they've started, besides doing comedy, they've started to do movies together. Anyway, he crafted this movie, and it's just getting excellent reviews. So this is one of the ten top movies. Daniel Day-Lewis, no surprise, has been nominated for his role in The Phantom Thread. I hope he changes his mind about leaving cinema, because he's so good. Mm-hmm. The Darkest Hour, Winston Churchill actors Gary Oldman. He, too, has been nominated for the Best Actor. And the Best Actress, which is always fun. Again, The Shape of Water, which, by the way, was filmed in Canada. So there are many Canadian performers and crew members involved.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a young woman named Sally Hawkins, a Canadian actress, she has the lead role in this movie. Mm-hmm. Frances McDormand, who is not Canadian, but is always good, is in, she's the star of Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. She's nominated for her role, and she's terrific. Margot Robbie is the star of I, Tanya, which is the story of Tanya Harding skater scandal when somebody who, it's a little hard to say how much she knew about this, but her principal competitor had her, was kind of attacked by someone associated with Tanya. So Tanya was basically out of figure skating for the rest of her life, which is kind of unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And this movie has also, it's coming to the Maison de Cinema. I highly recommend seeing it when it comes. And Margot Robbie, I understand. I've seen her in many things, and she is good. And she's terrific in this. She really just becomes Tanya Harding in all her profanity. Mm-hmm. This young woman's name is really hard for me to pronounce. It's either Saoirse Ronan or Saoirse. I believe she's Irish, and it's a name which may be common in Ireland, but not so much here. She's been nominated for this movie, Lady Bird, which, again, not yet at the Maison de Cinema, but definitely coming. And finally, Meryl Streep. There hardly a year goes by that Meryl Streep isn't nominated for something.
That's true.
And this year, it's The Post. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I won't go into all the details. So you can certainly see for yourself either on the internet, you know, just punch in Academy Awards. And if you like awards... Well, I think this is close. I think we're getting close to the end of award season, but just recently there's been the Critics' Choice Awards, the Golden Globe Awards, the Screen Actor Guild Awards, and many of the same names and projects keep coming up. So they're getting what they call award buzz.
Right.
Anyway, so I think that's it for now. The next time I... do the show, I will probably have seen the movies that I haven't seen yet, partly because I, for some reason, didn't get there or they haven't opened yet. But certainly I will be seeing I, Tanya, and I will be seeing The Post, and I will be seeing Lady Bird. These are all movies that are either there now or they're coming within the next week, and they're all considered ones to see. Especially if you want to talk about the Academy Awards around the water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think that's it for today.
Okay.
And we'll see you next time.
And I believe the movies change on Fridays.
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, the movies change, if there will be a change, the change on Friday. And I can, just one second. As I said, I have my computer here, and it will tell you... which movies are finishing up. And, okay, well, I'll do upcoming movies quickly. Upcoming movies are, as I mentioned, I, Tanya, French and English. Lady Bird, also French and English. And a couple of other movies that I honestly don't know anything about, but I can find out soon. They're movies I haven't heard of. But they may be great. Who knows?
Okay.
And in terms of what's leaving, Let's see, we have, I believe, Ferdinand, which is now only in French, and I think it's wrapping up its mm-hmm. run. Again, apparently a wonderful children's film, which I didn't see.
Okay, well, sounds great.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much, and look forward to next time.
Next time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.